The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, estate agent Savills is asking people to disclose proof of how much they can afford to pay before allowing them to view properties at a new housing development in Dublin. The estate agent has faced wide criticism for this action, but denies it has breached data privacy laws by requesting potential buyers to provide detailed financial information prior to viewing properties. Irish Times reporter Eoin Burke Kennedy has a story. Eoin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
An extraordinary story, but you can understand when we were at the height of the pandemic and you could only view by Zoom or there were very limited appointments when you were about to get your surveyor in or whatever it might be. But this seems to be a more kind of general approach by Savills, or does it?
Well, I think you could see it that way, but it's just the level of financial detail that they were seeking just to secure a viewing, I think, has exacerbated a lot of people and led to people being very suspicious as to what the data was going to be used for. So in an email sent to people who had registered an interest in the estate last Friday, they informed them that they would have to submit full proof of funds in order to secure a viewing. So the email went on, this is proof that as a buyer, you have the financial means to purchase a property and we require proof of finance for the full purchase price. So Savills explained to people by email that this could include mortgage approval with the full amount approved, evidence of a help to buy grant if applicable, evidence of savings that will be used in the purchase and or evidence of gifts from family members. So it was pretty explicit.
And now, this was the Somerton development in Lucan in West Dublin. Is this the only place that Savills are employing this technique?
It seems to be at the moment. I didn't get any evidence that they were insisting upon this level of financial proof of affordability anywhere else. So I suppose the thing that really exacerbated people the most was that Savills was asking for the full amount of the mortgage approved, granted, and not just that sufficient funds were available to meet the prices. So as part of this, it also warned people submitting letters from their mortgage brokers that the loan amount must be visible and that it would not accept a redacted approval in principle. And that was
now,
the
you feel like
particular...
telling Savills where to go. If you got a letter like that, you'd say, I don't want to deal with these people because they have no right to know anything about my private finance. That's between me and the seller and their agent at the point of purchase. But in advance of that sale agreed, they have no right to know anything.
Yeah, and a lot of people raised that point online, especially the point about warning potential buyers that they couldn't redact the actual loan approval amount. So that had a number of people online yesterday suggesting that the company was in breach of data protection laws. Now, when I contacted Savills, they said that they had thought about the process and that they had vouchsafed it against GDPR rules and that there was a legitimate interest reason for seeking this level of detail. And of course, they said it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for COVID, but there was high demand. They said they'd had 5,000 expressions of interest for the estate, which only has 44 homes coming on for sale. And there were limited viewing times. And a person for Savills said they had to triage the process. That was the phrase they used.
Yeah, I mean, you could see why they might want to eliminate the tire kickers because, you know, you could be all day and your agents could be working every hour that God sends in order to facilitate 5,000 people. But it does seem intrusive what they were looking for. They said they GDPR proofed it. Given they're asking everybody else for proof of funds, have they given us proof that they've GDPR proofed it themselves? I mean, have they got a cert from the Data Protection Commissioner saying it's okay, Savills, for you guys to do this?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question, isn't it? Because I went and contacted the Data Protection Commission and they said they were in the process of contacting the firm just to clarify what was being asked for. So they're looking at the whole process and they haven't issued a statement one way or the other as yet. Savills said that they would continue to hold the data during the sales process and then pledge that they would destroy it. But I don't know how who's going to verify that this stat is being held and destroyed.
I wouldn't believe everything that I see on an estate agent's website. Extolling the virtues of a hovel, when you come turn up to visit it, it turns out to be not quite what the photographs and the blurb explains. So why would you believe anything that Savills would say about the undertaking that they would destroy your data?
Well, that's a point. And a person who wished to remain anonymous, who emailed the Crazy House Prices Instagram page yesterday, they claimed, and this was an interesting point, just that with this information, the estate agents effectively build a database of the max budget of all interested buyers. And they went on to say, in theory, this could be used to set a floor on prices for future phases, or even to adjust prices in the current phase. So I thought that was probably one of the more interesting observations.
Yeah, it certainly is. You get 44 houses which are available in the current phase. I don't know how many phases there will be. And Savills then get a database showing that people have well over, in some cases, the amount required to buy, and they only need 44 buyers. So they can say, by the way, there's 100 people here who've got 100 grand more than the asking price. Why don't you flog it to them? Now, I'm not saying that that's what they're doing, but it's open to that process.
It would seem that way. There's no way getting around that. I mean, they would have very detailed financial information of the potential buyers and the sort of level of affordability and demand that's out there.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, I'm not suggesting for a moment that Savills would are actually doing this, but it is something that could be done by someone with this kind of information. So where do we stand with this? Are they persevering? Because I can understand Savills need to, as they put it, to triage 5,000 applicants for 44 houses. They've got to do something.
Yeah, I mean, in their statement to me yesterday, they said to facilitate a fair and efficient sales purchasing process, we require proof of funds to the value of the properties in advance of private purchaser viewing. Prices were set out prior to the request for proof of finance. So that was their point, that they wouldn't be manipulating the prices
so they're not
on the back of what they see.
Yeah. But then there's always phase two, if there is a phase two and phase three.
Indeed.
However, did anyone suggest to Savills that they could actually just organise viewings on a first come, first served? So the people who registered first get to view first, and if they want to buy, they buy. If they've got the money to buy, they buy. If they don't, they walk away, and Savills invite the next tranche in.
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure on how estate agents manage their viewing demand, but they seem to be persisting with this process. Now, the Data Protection Commission has been onto them and are clarifying what sort of information they're seeking, and something may fall out of that process.
Mm. Well, as I say, first come, first served might seem to be the fairest way to do things, and not the first 44 will necessarily buy the 44 houses. It might take them a couple of hundred viewings before they'd get 44 takers. But it would seem to be rather less offensive than the process of gleaning 5,000 applicants' financial circumstances to a third party that really doesn't have the right to have them.
So, indeed, yeah.
Very interesting story, Owen. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Irish Times reporter Owen Burke Kennedy. Now.